You're listening to Cincinnati Edition. I'm Mark Purcell. Pratik Patel, founder of Safari Legacy and the African Wildlife Trust in Tanzania, is on the phone with Thane Maynard this morning to discuss his work saving African elephants from poachers.
Hi, Pratik. It's Thane Maynard from Cincinnati Zoo.
Good afternoon, Thane. This is Pratik from Arusha. How are you, my friend?
Very well. You know, when last I saw you was maybe 2 or 3 years ago. We were in Serengeti together. But since that time, I know you've taken tremendous work and difficult work. I know, in addition to your safari company, you're very involved with elephant conservation.
As you're aware, you know, Africa is going through a crisis right now. I'm sure you've seen a lot of articles, a lot of media around, you know, the poaching crisis of elephants and not just elephants, but even rhinos.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation out here has become very, very chronic. And we're losing a lot of elephants at the moment. Tanzania alone, in the last 2 years, government figures that have come out, in excess of 30,000 elephants. That's an average of about 10,000 elephants a year. An average of about 30 elephants a day. So you can imagine what's happening to our population. It's collapsing. And we desperately need to create awareness to try and put a stop to this illegal ivory trade that Asia is driving right now.
You know, here in the United States, Pratik, there has been a lot of publicity, you know, in, say, National Geographic or through the BBC. But what do you think we can do to help stem the tide of illegal ivory?
Well, my personal opinion is that, you know, we need to play this very carefully. Asia, the demand for ivory from Asia is just at a peak. And we now refer to ivory as white cocaine of Africa. And it's fueling. One has to be very careful internationally because, you know, the ivory, illegal ivory trade is now funding militias, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, LRA, militia groups who are operating in Africa and are destabilizing Africa that we hear about. Well, they get a lot of their funding from the illegal ivory trade. So we need governments, we need individuals, we need people, we need countries to get involved and put a stop to the poaching crisis in Africa. Otherwise, very soon we're going to be left with no elephants here. As you know, and a good friend of yours and a good friend of mine, Ian Douglas Hamilton, who's an authority on elephants,
mm-hmm.
we estimate close to about 450,000 elephants left in the whole of Africa, including the forest species.
Mm.
And we're losing, just Tanzania alone is losing about 10,000 elephants a year. And this is according to the government. So these are figures that have been put out by government. We in the private sector and those of us who are involved in conservation see that the figures might be slightly higher than what the government has put out. You know, we estimate between 60, 70 elephants being shot a day. So we need to create awareness globally to put a stop to the trade on ivory and any trade in ivory and stop the killing of our species. Because if we continue at this rate, and in between 5 and 8 years' time, we're going to be left with no elephants in Africa.
You know what I think is heartening is that you and others who live in Africa are stepping up to say, let's stop this, because certainly you can find people in, say, for instance, the United States, such as here in Cincinnati, where we bring groups over with your company and we visit Serengeti. Of course, we'd say, gosh, let's save the elephants. But it's important for the people that live right there in Tanzania to say, let's save them.
That's absolutely correct when you say that thing, because, you know, tourism is a big contributor to the economy of this country in the form of employment, to run the industries and a heritage. So without this wildlife, without the elephants in particular, you know, it's like going to a park and seeing elephants, and all we can do is talk about the fact that there were elephants here many years ago, like we talk about the rhinos in East Africa.
Mm-hmm.
They've virtually been wiped out. So we can't sit back and let this happen. So the local community here, you know, the business community here are very, very concerned as to what's happening here in Africa. And not only from an economic point of view and a social point of view, but this is also impacting the countries around us because it's fueling and funding militias in this country, in Africa, which we need to stop right now.
Absolutely. Now, I know that through your company, Safari Legacy, in addition to conservation work, I know you've done a lot of work with rural schools. With you, I visited one of those schools, which was great fun. We played soccer and the kids beat us. Tell a bit about some of the things that you and your company do beyond what would be your normal business.
Yes, you know, we're very involved with the conservation effort here. And I set up something called the African Wildlife Trust.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very involved with working with local communities that live around national parks and beyond their borders to keep the corridors secure so that, you know, the game and the wildlife can migrate in and out of the national parks. So we're very, very involved with, you know, health clinics, cataract extractions, building schools, you know, developing boreholes and providing good clean drinking water, improving the quality of the livestock, empowering women. One of the things that you may have seen throughout your travels in Africa is generally the young ladies don't have much of an opportunity. So we really focus on trying to provide an opportunity for young ladies to have a career and have an education so that they can have a future, you know, when they grow up and in the young adulthood. So we're very, very involved. And also, as a company, you know, I fund, you know, a private anti-poaching unit. So mm-hmm. I'm actually very, very actively involved in trying to protect this wildlife. So we have currently 70 game scouts that work around the clock trying to work some of these reserves to keep this wildlife alive. And I must just mention something that yesterday we've been working on some intel for the last, you know, 2 weeks. And we had 6 elephants that were shot up in on the border of an eastern part of Serengeti.
Mm.
Well, yesterday we made an arrest in Kenya. They went through into Kenya, and we managed to have an arrest, and we confiscated 16 pieces of ivory just yesterday. And you probably see this in the international press in the next couple of days now. So we have been very active. We have a lot of intel. We do fund and look for intelligence and help and work with our government so that we can support conservation here in Africa and also the communities here.
What might happen to the poachers who had the 16 pieces of ivory? What do you think would happen to them? Will they be sentenced to jail?
We have enough evidence, and we've been tracing them and monitoring them for the last, you know, 2 weeks. So we're definitely going to get a very good prosecution here, and we're going to put these gentlemen behind bars for a long time.
Good. Yeah, it's a challenging thing because it doesn't mean that they necessarily are evil people, but there's got to be a way to stop this trade. But which is more important, how do we end up trying to stop the flow to South Asia, where it's going to Philippines or Vietnam or China? How do we stem that tide?
Well, it's very, very difficult because, you know, ivory is now referred to as the cocaine of Africa. And, you know, we have syndicated groups, militias operating, very well funded, very well connected, corrupting high individuals from at every level in the government. So, you know, they're managing to get this goods across into Asia. And the Asian prices are just driving Africa crazy right now with the influence of Asian money in Africa. In fact, you know, maybe I should be quoted on this one, but, you know, China owns Africa right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, they're taking all our resources away. And with the timber and the minerals, they're also taking our wildlife resources away. So it's very disturbing, I would say, to a lot of Africans. And you can see the mood swing now in Africa. They're beginning to resent the Chinese because they're taking a lot more than they're giving. So I don't really want to get into that debate or discussion, but it is shocking and it is alarming right now.
But progress can be made. I know years ago when I was first with you in Serengeti, there was the threat of a road, an industrial road going right through the national park. And through your work and others of Tanzanians themselves, you convinced the president to not put the road through, but instead put it around through the south.
That's correct. And I think what we need, you know, and this is where, you know, Cincinnati Zoo can play a vital role, is to sign a petition to the government of Tanzania and governments of Africa to help put a stop to this illegal trade. And I think there isn't enough international pressure, media, and petitions going to the government, they're going to have to reevaluate and look at it. And it's not just about writing a petition to the Tanzanian government. I think you also need to petition the U.S. government because, you know, we receive a lot of aid from donor countries, and the U.S. government is a big donor to Africa and not just Tanzania. So we need for you to write to your government and talk about this very openly and find a way of putting a bit of an audit situation, I think, or a transparent situation where they hold Africa responsible for its wildlife.
Absolutely. And Cincinnati Zoo is involved with elephant conservation, but we will continue to do that work too. And what I will look forward to, Pratik, is coming back to Serengeti to see you.
We would love to have you back in Tanzania with us and share our wildlife and bring a lot of folks with you so that we can share this incredible resource with them.
We'll do it, and I appreciate the work you're doing. I know your hands are full, but it's good that you've started the African Wildlife Trust.
Thank you, Thane.
You bet.
Appreciate
thanks.
Appreciate your help, and thank you for letting me speak to you.
My guest has been Pratik Patel, founder of the conservation group African Wildlife Trust. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Thane Maynard.